Good morning, church. Happy New Year. Who's excited for 2025? I am excited, yes. Let me welcome everyone watching us online. We are happy that you are tuning in with us. And it's good to be together on the first Sunday of the year here at church. And let me just say something. How many of us are saying this? New year, new me. New year, new me. I'm kind of getting tired of that phrase, but we've been saying that nonstop. New year, new me. But perhaps you say it differently. Internally, you're saying this. This year is the year of change. There's something I need to change. And for those who follow me on Facebook, I'm not promoting my Facebook, but for those who follow me, if you go back to 2027, my profile picture, you'll see a photo of me in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, sitting down on a bench with a nice clothes, saying, New Year, not New Year, this is the year of change. But we say that every year. Every year we say, New Year, New Me, this is the year of change. But church, let's be honest to ourselves. Every time we want to change, every time we want a new transformation, the odds are against us. It's just, we can't. Something happens that we cannot change. CBS News recently published an article with this title that says, New Year's resolution often don't last. And then gives you reasons of why. And then it also highlights this, that nearly half of Americans make a New Year's resolution, but only 25% make it to the first 30 days. And then after that, less than 10% can say, New Year, New Me in 2026. But church, that's not breaking news for us. We know that's the truth, right? Every time, it's like we're in this cycle. It's just a broken disc that keeps repeating. Every year, January 1st, New Year, New Me, but nothing happens. 2023, New Year, New Me, nothing happens. 2020, well, COVID happened, but still, New Year, New Me. And you may be thinking to yourself right now, tomorrow I'm going to open a gym membership. And you go, may end up going to a gym, and when you get out, the first thing you see is McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts. The odds are against us. But what if this could be a truly, what if this year can be truly different? What if? What if we focus less on self-improvement and look deeper at the things that truly matter? Many of us are searching fulfillment, peace, a purpose in life. What if we start fresh by focusing on God and allowing Him to guide us through this 2025? So, church, as we step into the new year, many of us are wanting transformation. Many of us are wanting change. What if we trust God's plan to renew and transform us from the inside out? So over the next 2 weeks, we'll explore how trusting God can lead to genuine transformation, hope, fulfillment, no matter where you are in your spiritual journey. So welcome to our new series, Start Fresh. Are you guys ready to start fresh with me? So as we are diving into the new year, many of us are reflecting what things I need to change. So something we can say is that we need help. We need help for true change. Just look at the statistics. It's all against us. CBS News say New Year's resolutions don't last. We need help. We need help to be transformed, to be changed. And you know who can help us? Our Heavenly Father, God. God can transform us and change us to the person He wants us to be. So today we are going to be in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 22 through 24. And this book reminds us that change happens when we let go of our old selves and allow God to renew our minds and hearts. So this year, instead of relying on your own plans, what if we focus on trusting God and let Him transform us from the inside out. So let's go deeper into this book. Let's begin our transformation by diving in into Ephesians. Let me give you a little bit of context. This book is written by the Apostle Paul, and it has various themes. And one of them is to be more like Jesus. And that's what we're going to focus on today. So let's read. Ephesians 4:22 says, "Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy." Whew. Who wants to be new today? I want to be new. So I have a plan. Today, we are going to church gym. We are going to work out today. Okay? So stretch out your arms, your legs, your neck. Because we are going to work out. We are going to work out our spiritual mindset. And we are going to focus on three workouts that if we do them daily, true transformation will happen. And I know no one wants to go to gym on Sunday. I get it. And I know once you leave here, there's no Dunkin' Donuts or around here, okay? So I know. But this will help you transform and not be part of a statistic of not making your New Year's resolution. So, workout number one. Here we go. Discard the always. Discard the always. What habits or mindsets must you let go as you are entering 2025? Ephesians 4:22 challenges us to put off our old selves, which is being corrupted by our deceitful desires. And these deceitful desires could include negative patterns of thinking, unhealthy habits, destructive behaviors. So maybe it's letting go of unforgiveness, letting go of your fear, your pride. Those things will hold us back from true transformation. Maybe it's trusting God today and letting go of your old self, not bringing that to 2025. So let's look what Romans tells us here. Romans 12:2 says here, "Don't copy the behaviors and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and," let's say it together, "perfect." Church, this verse encourages us to let God transform us, to walk with God, to renew our negative mindset and trust God's truth. So as we are entering 2025, let's reflect on what needs to change. So this first workout is not as easy because you got to think of those habits that you have that you need to let go. And sometimes it's hard for us to let go. Let me give you an example. During the Thanksgiving break, my mom called me on the phone. Now, she calls me every day. I mean, we talk constantly. But this phone call was different. She sounded stressed, anxious, worried. And I asked, "Ma, what's the matter? ¿Qué te pasa? What's wrong? You're not acting your normal self." Then she tells me, "Mijo, I decided to stop smoking 8 hours ago. And I've been smoking for 30 years. I'm craving a cigarette. I want to smoke, but I know that this bad habit is killing me, and I want to do better. I want to be better, and I want to start new in Thanksgiving." Not even New Year's, Thanksgiving. And then she tells me, "I need your help, but I don't need my son's help. I need Pastor Yayo's help." So Yayo took his hat off, "Son, all right, Mom, let me be your pastor today. This is what you need to do. Every time you are craving that marble light, every time you are craving that, instead of grabbing it, in fact, don't have them near you, read a Bible verse." So I told her this, read Psalms 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, none shall I want. The Lord is my shepherd, none shall I want." And just do that constantly. So The first 2 days were hard for her. I mean, she's been smoking since she was 17, 16 years old. It wasn't easy. She called me crying. She called me, somebody gets near me right now, I'm going to smack them. I'm like, Mom, you smack anyone you want. I'm 800 miles away. I'm good. But she was just so frustrated. She was just craving and craving and craving and craving. I just want it. But she keeps saying to herself, the Lord is my shepherd. Not sure I want. And now, 20 days later, today, she hasn't smoked yet. Yes, that's the power of God. That's when we start renewing our mindset, changes us. But she had to do something. She had to do it on her own. I can tell you how many times I told my mom that she needs to stop smoking. Many times. And she wouldn't. She wouldn't listen. But she did this on her own. And then she needed help. And that's when God comes. She didn't listen to Pastor Yayo. She listened to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my shepherd. None shall I want. So she recognized that pattern she had and let it go. And she is now bringing it in to 2025. Because the Lord is her shepherd. And none shall she want. So church, by identifying these areas, we need to discard everything that is bad. And embrace God's new life. We need to trust Christ's transformative power and recognize that letting go is part of an act of surrender that aligns us with God's will. So, church, trust God's transformation in your life and let go of the old to embrace the new He has for you. God has something new for you. So, first workout was discard the old way. Now, let's go to our second workout. Let's take a 30-second break. Workout number two, renew your mind. Renew your mind. Ephesians 4:23 tells us to renew our thoughts and attitudes. Now, this phrase, be renewed, comes from the Greek word that says ananestai, which means to be or become reestablished in a new, improved way. So when we believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, guess what? You are made new. You are a new person. The past doesn't define you anymore. 2024 doesn't tell you who you are going to be 2025, because Jesus is in your life, in your heart, and He can transform you and change you. That's the power of Jesus Christ. Now, this is not Yayo saying this. This is Jesus saying this. Let's read 2 Corinthians 5:17. This means that anyone who belongs to who? To Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. Happy New Year's. Welcome to 2025 with Jesus. Now, my mom wakes up every day and I know she's still craving that marble light. But she says to herself, the Lord is my shepherd. Not sure I want. Not today. Not today. I am so proud of her that she took that step. But she had to realize that she is a new believer. That she is new. A new creature. Something new. And only Jesus does that. Remember when I said in the beginning, we need help to truly change. We need help. Well, Jesus is there to help us. Now, with that being said, renewal isn't a one-time event, okay? It's not a one-time event. It's a process that requires intentionality. Again, my mom has to say every day, I'm not going to smoke. I am a new creature. The Lord is my shepherd, not sure why I'm not a smoker. So she needs to practice that pattern every day. Guys, she's been smoking for almost 30-something years. She's so used to that bad habit. So she has to fight it with the Word of God. So just think of it. When you go to the gym, just because you pick up some weights, don't mean you go be buff and looking like Dwayne Johnson. It's a process. It may take me 40 years to get there, but I'll get there somehow. But when we need to work out our spiritual mind by reading the Word of God, because the only way you can be transformed is by the Word of God. The reason why I believe my mom won't grab that cigarette because she knows the Lord is her shepherd and now she should want. because God will provide for her. That's power. That's the power of Christ. But let me tell you this. The reason some people struggle to achieve transformation, the reason why sometimes we cannot change is because we are not willing to change. We won't let go of our negative core beliefs. Excuse me. And these negative core beliefs, they are deeply rooted in us, and they hold us back, distort who we are, changes our identity, and then it makes it hard to embrace a new self, a new person, when we have these negative core beliefs. Now you may say, yeah, what's a negative core belief? Well, a negative core belief is a thought or an assumption about yourself, others, or the way you see the world around you. And these are patterns that happen based on events from a childhood experience, being hurt, being damaged, and they start telling you lies about who you are not. And here are three characteristics of negative core beliefs that happens once you start believing. First is they are oversimplified. This characteristic is something so simple like this: I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. Then you can say, I'm a failure. Or you can say, no one's ever going to love me. They are so simplified. And then you start believing them too much that you start thinking that then you'll go to the second characteristic. They will hold you back. They will hold you back. These negative core beliefs will stop you from growing, building healthy relationships, or having confidence in yourself. And then once we're done with that second characteristic, let's go to the third one. They'll create a cycle, a loop, which you start believing these negative core beliefs, and they change who you are. And you forget about the reality. You forget about what's around you, that you just see, I'm not good enough. So today, I want us to understand how we can change these negative core beliefs, because that's the first step of being free. Once you see these negative core beliefs and you know what they are in yourself, then you can start working in how to let them go. So we are doing a part two of workout two here. This one is what we're going to do is negative core belief versus renew mindsets and how you can change this. So first, have you ever said to yourself, I am not good enough? I done that. In fact, growing up, my dad used to want to teach me mechanic, how to change the oil, change the tire, but I was not good enough for it. To the point that my dad would throw the wrenches on me because I just wouldn't know. So now I hate working with cars because I have this mindset of, yeah, I'm not good enough for that. In fact, I wish I would have learned, if not, I would save so much money changing tires. But that negative core belief affects me so much that I don't see myself good enough to try to get under the hood. Don't ask me where's the oil on my car. That's a negative core belief that it's not true. So how can you face that if you say to yourself, I'm not good enough? How can you face that? Well, we go do what my mom did. She pulled her past back and faced the truth with God's word. And this is what God's word says. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. So church, this is telling us that God made us beautiful. This tells us that we are good enough because God created us. That's what this tells us. And then you can change your mindset with this renewed mindset. My worth is defined by God's love, not my performance. By God's love, not my performance. Let's look at another negative core belief. I will always fail. Have you said that before? I will always fail. I go fail as a parent, as a mother, as a student. I'm not smart enough, so I will always fail. I'm not good in cars, so don't ask me because I will fail and break your car. I will always fail. That's a lie. Let's look at what the word of God tells us. Each time he says, this is God, My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. Amen on that, church. Every problem turns into an opportunity. Every problem turns into a blessing because God is shaping you, making you stronger. And now you can say this, I am capable of success because God strengthens me. And even when I stumble, he uses my failures for growth and purpose. That's a true mindset. That's a positive core belief. Now, here's another one. Another negative core belief. People will always hurt me. People will always hurt me. I have said that plenty of times. Maybe you have said that. Maybe you're saying that right now. People will always hurt me, so I cannot trust no one. Let's look what the truth says. Let's look at the word of God. Psalms 34 says this. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. The Lord comes to the rescue each time. The Lord is close to those who are brokenhearted. What do we learn from this? Is that we can build healthy relationships and trust God as our protector. You can trust God that he will protect you, and he will protect you. I always tell my mom, my wife as well, my mom, or everybody around me, I don't care if people mess with me, because they ain't messing with me. They're messing with him. And he'll do something different. I got a protector, and his name is God. So every time somebody comes to me, I would love him. I'm like, hey, man, it's so good. But I know God will protect me, so don't mess with me. Same goes for you. God will protect you. The Bible says here, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. So you can trust to build healthy, is the key word, relationships. And you know who are healthy and who are not healthy. You know who they are. You can tell right away. So let's look at another core belief. Negative core belief. I don't deserve happiness. I don't deserve happy. I'm such a bad person. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this opportunity. Why me? Why me? I don't deserve this. That's a negative core belief. Let's look what God tells us. Let's look at the truth. John 10:10 says this. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. So what's Jesus' purpose? To give us what? A satisfying life. And with that, we can say, I am worthy of joy because God delights in me and desires for me to experience his goodness and abundant life. That's God telling us that he wants us to be happy, even though we're still walking in this broken world. Because the world is still broken. We'll still have challenges, but you can have joy in those challenges. You can have joy in your troubles. Because Jesus is inside of you, and you can look at it as, what am I learning here? So every time you are in a situation or in a trial, ask yourself, God, what are you teaching me here? What's the opportunity? What's the blessing I'm going to learn here? And here's one that many, many people will say. Things will never change. I will never change. He will never change. No one's going to change. The dog don't change. Things don't change. Things will never change. Many of us have said that. That person's never going to change. Why are you still thinking he's going to change? But look what God tells us. Revelation 21:5. Look, I am making everything new. And that's only one verse. There's many verses that say that he creates new things every day. We're a new creation. Remember that. So now we can say change is possible because God is constantly at work. He's working 24/7, making all things new. And his plan for my life is always unfolding. Church, there was a time that I told Joanna, you know, my mom's never going to stop smoking. One day I'm going to get that call that she's in the hospital and she has lung cancer. Oh, well. I was being negative. I get that way sometimes. But when she called me on Thanksgiving, God, yeah, it's like, boom, you see? I can change. You may, but I can. And that's what God showed me there. Showed me that even when I'm doubting, he's still working. He works 24/7. He's working in your life right now. And he wants you to have a successful 2025. But you have to be willing to renew your mind. You have to discard the old. And don't believe those negative core beliefs. Those don't determine who you are. Jesus determines who you are. And Jesus loves you just like you are. So with that being said, church, true transformation starts internally as we invite God to change our thinking. It starts internally. Why people don't lose weight, why people don't save money, or why people resolutions don't make it happen, because it's not internally. It's an outer effect. But God doesn't work outside. He works inside. And as he's working inside, things start happening. And when you less expect it, you get a phone call saying, I'm not going to smoke anymore. That's the power of Jesus. That's only workout number two, guys. Let's do, I'm sweating here now. Let me get some water. Let's do workout number three. Embrace the new self. Embrace your new identity. Embrace who you are in Christ. Ephesians 4:24 tells us, put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Church, this verse calls us to embrace our new identity in Christ. When we choose to follow Jesus, we are new. You become new. Again, I'm repeating the things over and over. 2024 will not determine who you are. 1974 will not determine who you are in 2025. Jesus determines who you are. So, church, you need to start embracing this new identity. Look what Colossians 3:10 says. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. How many of us are wearing our Christmas clothes right now? Look at my new shirt. That's my new shirt. My wife got me this for Christmas and my new Air shoes, whatever you call them. Just like that, we need to wear Jesus every day. My other shirts, they're in the trash already. All right, all the old stuff, they're in the trash. I got my new stuff. Sometimes we need to trash our old habits and renew our minds every day and embrace our new identity. The 2024 don't determine you, church. 2025 tells you that God is giving you another opportunity. And the opportunity is right here, right now. Let God shape you. Let God show you how you can love others. Let God show you how you can be healthy. Let God show you. Only God will transform you. When we embrace the new self, we start to view ourselves and others with the lens of God. And that's so beautiful. I'm blind right now. I don't see anything. But when Jesus, you start wearing Jesus' lenses, you see love. You see patience. Ooh, patience. That's rough. I got two teenagers. That's rough. Parents, I feel you. That's rough. But my sister has three babies, two twins, and a two-year-old. Then I'm like, yeah, that's rough too. And I know God is teaching her patience just like God is teaching me patience. So when we wear God's lenses, we can love those who don't love us. We can forgive those we don't want to forgive. Because that's putting on your new nature. That's putting off your new tailor suit for those who like to wear suits or nice fancy dress. You are new every day. 2 Corinthians tells us that the old is gone and the new is here. So church, embrace your new identity in Jesus. And let me say this here. This involves actively cultivating a new way of life that mirrors Christ's character. We need to be more like Jesus. Every morning I tell God, God, help me love my wife like you want me to love her. Not like Yayo wants to love her because Yayo is selfish. God is not. And then when we have battles or situations, I'm thinking of with God's lenses. I'm like, baby, I'm sorry. Yeah, that was my bad. That's on me. And sometimes Yayo can be prideful. And I want to win the battle. Am I right, man? Yeah, good quiet there. Good job. You're not in trouble today. We sometimes want to win the battle, but that's not important. The important is that you understand that it's not about you. It's about the relationship overall. And there's sometimes that Joanna does her part. But for us to do that, I need to ask God, God, please help me love my family. Help me love my church like you want me to love it. So, again, trust God's transformation in your life and let go of the old to embrace the new he has for you. So as we are finishing up, to remember these workouts, because we're done with the workouts, I'm going to give you a way to remember them. Think of Dr. Dre. You know who's Dr. Dre, right? D-R-E. Think of that. D-R-E. D, discard the always. R, renew your mind. E, embrace the new self. So every time you listen to Dre, now you can do a workout. Okay? It will be stuck in your brain now. Discard the always, renew your mind, embrace the new self. These three workouts will start transforming you as you are entering 2025. If you put God's word in your heart, trust me, he will transform you. He will change you. And then you can say, new year, new me in Christ. New year, new me in Christ. So let's break it down. D-R-E, D, discard the always. Don't look back, pull your back. And maybe today you came to New Hope looking for an answer. Well, Jesus is your answer. Believe in him. Trust him. And when you believe in him, he makes you new. And if that's you today, there's a connect card in front of you. Write it down. Write it down and say, I want to accept Christ today. Bring it to me or take it to our boxes and we'll follow up with you. Or maybe you've been coming, you are a believer and you do have some of these battles. Well, put your prayer request. Be like, Lord, I need to change this. So discard the always. Let's go to the R. The R is this, renew your mind daily. Just like my mom, I won't smoke. The Lord is my shepherd. I am new in Christ. Renew that every day. But also a way to renew this is by reading the word of God daily. So a New Hope, we have a Bible study plan called Encounters with Jesus. I invite you to follow us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's a nice devotional that you can take home. It's on the website. If you want to go to online, you can get it on the website. This is a good tool that will help you embrace or help you dive into God's word. So we say D-R-E, D, discard the always, R, renew your mind daily, and then E, embrace the new self. You are new in Christ. Embrace your new identity. 2024, 1968 doesn't define you. But defines you is Jesus Christ. So church, take a moment today and just pray. And ask God, okay, God, I need help. I need to change this. And I'm leaving this behind because I am new today. So let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for who you are. Lord, we are new in you. Father, we want to embrace our new identity. Lord, I pray for those who are thinking of change and they haven't accepted you yet. I pray that they can come forward and just say, I want to meet Jesus. And they just can accept you, Father. But Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who may be struggling with some negative core beliefs, that they can see that those are, it's nothing but fake. And there's a real truth, and that you are loving and caring, and that they can walk through 2025 trusting that you will transform and that you will change, and that we are not just another statistic, but we are new in Christ. Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for your love. Thank you that we can start 2025 here, the first Sunday of the year together. In your name we pray and we all say, amen. Church, don't forget those workouts.